This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show, and a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of, really simple, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get engaged, you get involved, right? Not hard to do. So General Paul Major General Paul Valley is going to join me after the break. And one of the things that's been driving me nuts, frankly and honestly, is all this stuff going on between China, Taiwan, and usins. Yes, the U.S. Because I'm tired of this stuff. No, I mean that sincerely. I mean, it's kind of like, so we change regimes, we change administrations, and all of a sudden, you know, one time we're behind Israel, one time we're not, one time we're behind Taiwan, then we're not. I played that clip earlier. I can play it again where Joe Biden, totally sure that he knew what was going on in China, didn't have a clue. For all intents and purposes, nothing. Not a clue. 855-REAL-JOE. I'll calm down. Relax. In the third hour, I want to do some, I don't know, I'm on the kick lately. It was abortion, now it's transitioning and detransitioning. And it's getting old. Because the more you show them, and it seems to be funny about the left, because the more you show them the damage they're doing, it's almost like a game for them to show you how you're wrong. But you know, the difference is they're willing to lie about it. I mean, seriously, this is how crazy this is, right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here. Spending with me, anyway, while I'm on the air and some of you guys in the chat room. Look, if you go to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, there are smarter people than I in that chat room. I'm telling you. You check it out, you'll see what I mean. You'll see what I'm talking is the truth. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, we're probably going to keep, I mean, this is going to go away anytime soon. We're probably going to very much keep hearing about, you know, Taiwan, what happened with Blinken. But yeah, I mean, for all intents and purposes, frankly and honestly, nothing happened with Blinken. He continued, he made sure that they knew and could see firsthand how weak we actually are. How weak our president is, how weak this country is right now, seriously. I'm not going to get on our military, but I'm going to tell you, they're not getting the training that they used to get. They're not getting the training that they need. Right? Why not? Because we're too strong? There's too much. You know, that's it again. I keep going back to, why does our military need to know anything about diversity, equity, and inclusion? They don't need to know any of that. You know why? Because when the enemy captures them, or they go to capture the enemy, they're not going to be talking about that. They're not going to be talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. I mean, frankly and honestly, if they caught me and they want to torture me, yeah, talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion for 45 minutes. I want to blow my own brains out. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right. You know, sitting at the table the other day, and you guys who still think that these movies are so safe for your children, that you got it all figured out, it's no biggie, right? Well, Pixar's new movie, yeah, you know, it tanked at the box office. I don't know if some of you caught that. Right? And the reason that it tanked at the box office, because, again, what are they doing? They're trying to sneak this crap in on you that you don't want any part of. You know why? Because you're too stupid to know any better. Yeah, they slide it right by you. And don't tell me they're not doing it on purpose. Right? Now, if you plan on going to see this movie, you may want to shut the radio off for a few minutes. Or if you've already seen it, you can make fun. Now, Elemental is the latest project from Pixar. Now, it follows some of Pixar's tradition, but unfortunately, it continues the studio's poor LGBTQ+ track record. Right? When you go back to the Toy Story saga with the spinoff, what, Lightyear? Pixar's back to the original stories with Elemental. Elemental. Yeah, there you go. It said in a world where all four elements, fire, water, land, and air, coexist. Ooh, that's interesting. Don't they already? Element City, or Elemental, introduces fiery young woman Ember Lumen. Let's see. And go with the flow guy, Wade Ripper. A fire element and a water one, respectively. Okay, although all the elements reside in Element City, they're not supposed to mix. Gee. Why don't you mix water and fire and see what happens? Or are they going to change science for this movie? But when Ember and Wade, water and flames, meet, they end up going on an adventure together. Oh, come on, this is way too funny. All right, we're going to hit this later on. Because, again, I say, this is way too funny. Be right back with retired Major General Paul Valley right after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I'm back. Jumping to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. Once you get informed, have a field day. Don't let them get away with it. Have a field day. Speak up, step up, and make a difference. Make them fight for what for the garbage they're putting out there. Seriously. Anyway, I always love when I have this guy on. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me to help us move through with the what the garbage you're being told is happening. As opposed to the truth. And, General, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the invitation. Always a pleasure.
All right, so let's have some fun with this. You know, Blinken came back, chewed on his tongue, and for the first time in forever, we heard that Taiwan doesn't deserve their own sovereignty. They belong to China. Did you know that?
Well, Blinken threw him under the bus.
Big time. But he blew Biden. He threw Biden under the bus too, because it wasn't what 2 months ago that Biden said no, that we would protect their sovereignty.
Well, they're confused. They don't know what they're doing because they're such amateurs. They're totally inept.
Yeah. What's your mindset on this? Does Z go in there? Are they protected by Japan and some other places, or what's going to happen with Taiwan, do you think?
Well, our analysis from the Stand Up America's Foundation for our intelligence people basically have updated me, and China, as far as we know right now, are not going to invade Taiwan. Things are going too well with the Chinese and the new global alliances that have been established now, the change in the chessboard, where we have now BRICS, the new financial system, Brazil, China, India, North Korea, and I think South Africa is going to engage in that now, too. And so the new alliances with the Silk Belt Initiative that is influencing by the Russian-Ukraine conflict, that China will continue to expand through that Silk Belt Initiative, which goes through the Middle East, of course, up into Europe now. So things are going very well economically for the Chinese. They're enforcing all these new alliances. And so I don't think, from our intelligence, they're going to go into Taiwan.
See, that's
They'll
so
take
funny
advantage
because,
of Taiwan.
Because the reports that I'm getting, right, and they're not as reliable as yours, obviously, but I'm being told that, first of all, Russia's in a better place financially than they were before, and that China's having some economic issues, but you're saying that's not necessarily true.
Well, they say that, economic issues, but yet they're controlling a lot of the global trade. They're controlling the initiative to basically kill the dollar and come up with a new currency. It appears the new alliance between Russia and China, China supporting Russia, of course, and India in Ukraine, hopefully leading to what I'll discuss with you. What I've been asked to do is form a delegation to conduct a ceasefire summit conference in Malta in August. And I've been asked to do that. I was on Russian television 3 days ago, 30 minutes, and so I have a lot of backing now that I will head the delegation for a ceasefire in Ukraine.
Wow. Yeah, and what do you think the reality of that is of happening without Zelensky giving up land? He doesn't want to give up any property. And I don't blame him, but
the intelligence we're saving, this will be a crescendo in July or August. Zelensky will be out of there. The funds will not be provided by him. The Leopard tanks that are provided by Germany in there have been destroyed. If the F-16s go in there, the Russian army will destroy it. Russia will get its way probably by the end of July.
Really? God bless. You know, General, I watched a documentary. I always love watching documentaries on CNN and trying to guess whether they're telling me the truth or not. But I watched documentaries. A two-parter about Hitler was 3 hours long, basically talking about, you know, how he went in, how he took over, how he dealt with Ukraine, you know, all the countries that he went into first, and then how bad it got for him once he started going after Russia. And I thought that was, you know, quite interesting. But he seemed to have some love affair with the Brits, which, again, is kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, that was his demise, what they call the Eastern Front. And, of course, Russia prevailed on that. And then we had Normandy, where we prevailed and destroyed the Nazi army.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
But I have another announcement to make on the cartels when we can get to it.
Oh, you got all the time you want. Anytime you're on, you go ahead and give the stories you need to give.
Well, we just got word that a survey's just been done, and 60%, well, actually it's about 62% of the American people agree with my plan to take out the cartels.
That's great. You could have 99%. How are you going to get Joey B to act on it, though? And how are you going to get, you know, HHS? These people are so disgustingly corrupt and evil.
Oh, they are in our Defense Department, the generals and admirals. And as I told you before, I gave the plan to Trump in 2017. They play defense. I told them you have to go on the offense against the cartels. And
yep.
Now the American people are backing my plan. So we can't depend on Biden to do it because he's so inept. He's mentally deficient. He's sick. Blinken's totally inept. The whole executive branch seems
to be totally inept. The majority of them are from California. We've already had their ineptness destroy us here. I mean, it's me. But let me ask you, come on, between you and me, you really think that Joey B's giving out the orders to let things happen at the border the way they are? Or do you think that it's the team in the back that's doing it?
No, no way.
Well, you don't think it's him?
No, they won't do it. They don't have the courage or they don't have the initiative to do it. And all I'm saying is I put the plans out there and they're being accepted by the American people. And so at some point in time, it will happen.
You know, they claim now, and I don't know if you know this is true or not, but the Chinese basically have a spy station in Cuba. And
correct.
Yeah, and they said it happened under Trump in 2019 and that he knew about it and didn't say anything. So I said, well, let me tell you this. Based on what there'd be a hole in Cuba. It'd be a recreation of the Cuban Missile Crisis, right? But I said, based on what the generals have told us in the past, they probably didn't tell them anything was going on. Anyway, General, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with retired Major General Paul Valley when we return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's relief for those impacted by the I-95 shutdown in the Northeast. Pennsylvania's governor says the stricken section of highway should be reopened to traffic this coming weekend.
Weather permitting, we'll be ready to begin paving and then striping in both directions.
Governor Josh Shapiro says paving could begin Wednesday. The closures had an impact on commuters along with shipping and trucking. Living in a walkable neighborhood is good for you physically and mentally.
A recent report published in the journal Health and Place by UC San Diego's Herbert Wortham School of Public Health and Human Longevity Science reveals that walkable neighborhoods have numerous benefits for both mental and physical well-being compared to car-dependent communities. The study highlights that such neighborhoods foster a stronger sense of community, promote increased physical activity, and experience fewer traffic incidents. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right back to him. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me. Now, General, you have an organization I want you to talk about. I want you to tell people how they can help you and how they can go visit.
Well, thank you, Joe. You just made my day.
Go for it. It's all yours.
Well, we have, I'm the chairman of the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. The website is standupamericaus.org. Go to it. You'll get all the information we've put out, all of our plans, all of our analysis of what's going on, all the external threats to America, all the internal threats. We analyze and we come up with plans, and many of them now are, have been advocated by the vast majority of Americans. So we know we're on track, Joe. We know what we're doing, and we have a lot of good people at our foundation. So they can donate, help us out, support us, sign up for our newsletter, which you can find on the website, again, standupamericaus.org.
And it's great information, Joe. You need to head over there. You need to really check it out, seriously. And great information, great stories. And matter of fact, you know, General, you could help me with this one because, you know, my listeners are constantly sending me pictures of, you know, tanks and military equipment being moved by train across the country. Some of them, they're showing me pictures of military equipment in the streets of some of the smaller cities. And, you know, they're telling me they're going to take over. They're going to do this any minute now. They gave the senators satellite phones, we're done for. Can you shed some light on this?
Well, I don't know. I've seen the same videos. Some of them are repeats.
Thank you.
I'm sure the National Guard are moving some units around, but I don't see any serious threat right now. I see more threat from the FBI trying to attack innocent civilians and so on, but... Anyhow, America be strong. We've advocated form your own Patriot Guards in each county. Yep. Make sure you work with the sheriffs and the police and help them out. We need a Patriot Guard in every county in America. These are civilians that are going to augment our police forces and the National Guard. So we really need to stand tall in each county, and we need to make sure we take care of this criminality, these burglars, and all of these individuals that are creating all of this crime in the cities and counties. America, you got to stand up and pull together. Don't take it anymore.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. You saw what happened, I think it was last week in Glendale, California, not far from where I'm at. The Armenian Christian dads stepped up, and they went down to the, you know, the town, not the town council, but the school council down there, and they made their presence known, and then Antifa showed up and decided to make a little trouble, not realizing that those Armenian dads are pretty tough guys, and really handed it to them. I thought it was kind of cool to see, not that I advocate violence, but you start screwing with my kids, you're going to get
hurt. No, it's not violence. It's defense of our freedom and liberty, Joe. Yeah. That's
right.
What it is.
I stand corrected.
They're conducting violence. We're neutralizing that violence against innocent people in our businesses. We have to understand that. And don't take it from the government that you're violating U.S. law and that. You're standing by and protecting our country, our people, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking before, I grew up in Boston and grew up in the New England area, and, you know, when you drive out to the suburbs, you would always see military equipment being moved along the railroad track, you know, on the trains.
Sure.
And it was easier, apparently a lot easier to drive the tank on the train than it is along the streets of Boston, right? But
correct.
You'd always see them doing that, long, long trains, and nobody ever thought anything of it back then anyway.
Yeah. It's different now. We can't trust the government, that's for sure. And, but anyhow, we have to be awakened. We have to connect the dots, what's happening in our country. And we got to stand strong together. We got to do it at the local level.
Yep. I totally agree with you. And, you know, some of the people writing me and sending me emails are they're somewhat despondent. They're like, look, if the DOJ is against us, if the FBI is against us, if the Secret Service is working against us, and they can do all this to Trump, how do we stand a chance? Go ahead, have some fun with
it. We stand tall. We don't let it happen. We got to do it at the community level. Don't let these bureaucrats and these politicians that have no courage, for the most part, that won't stand up and protect us. We got to protect ourselves. That's what America's about, our Constitution.
Yeah, I think
we've got to take care of ourselves.
It's funny you say that, because that's what I've been saying, is stop beating your brains out at the federal level, because, you know, in my little town here, I can't do anything about that other than to make sure my congressman goes back there. But you can make a difference with your school boards, your water boards, your city councils. That's where you can make the most amount of change, you know.
And preventing crime.
Yep.
Preventing crime in your businesses in the towns and cities. Stand up, protect these businesses.
Yep.
The police can't do it all. They're trying to kill our police. They're defunding them. So we got to work with the police. That's why we need the Patriot Guards of America to be stood up all over the place.
So let's get back to Hunter Biden for a second. You know, I mean, seriously, do you think there's more to come and you think it's over with? I mean, any one of the things that he did would have either put us in jail, they would have took our businesses away from us from the IRS standpoint, but for all intents and purposes, all he got was a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, they didn't even touch the funds, the multimillion dollars that the Biden crime family has put into their bank account. So, no, there's more to come. It's not the end.
You know what? I hope you're right, because these guys are, again, it is grating when you think about the people that came before us who gave their lives for our freedoms, you know, and even now you have people that are worried about going to jail. Like, they always bring up the January 6th people. I said, if you keep calling out the January 6th people that are in jail, they win. That's exactly what they wanted. They wanted you afraid to do anything because you might end up like those January 6th people. Founding fathers didn't care.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, John, I'm writing a new book with General McInerney called The Invisible Treason in America. We're going to connect the dots on all those people that are conducting treason and have been, Obama, Soros, and Biden. But there's a lot of others that will be in the book. But we've got to really look at the treason activities, aiding and abetting enemies to destroy and dismantle America, foreign and domestic. And so that's what the book's going to be about.
You know, I'm thinking about what you're saying and all the nastiness that's going on, and again, we allowed this to happen. And if we don't step up everywhere, I don't care, even on Election Day, don't be worried about being arrested. Don't be worried about, you know, watching over the, you know, where they're dropping ballots or what have you. When somebody comes in with 100 ballots and starts dropping them, write down his plate number or her plate number or whatever. Don't be afraid.
Absolutely. Get involved, America. Awaken.
Yeah.
Connect the dots. See what's going on to destroy our middle class, what's happening in the classrooms. All this LBGQIN crap and CRT and men dressing up as women, boys dressing up as girls. Come on, give me a break.
Totally blowing up the family unit, and that's the goal. Blow up the norm, blow up the family unit, you know? So, yeah. Listen, we got about a minute. You can prime it if you want, but I really want to know how you see or what you've heard about Ukraine and Russia and how that is all going to play out. And God forbid, I hope it's not China brokering the deal, because that'll give them a tighter hold in that arena, wouldn't it?
Well, China actually is supporting Russia. China asked them out and said they want to see a ceasefire. And so we're planning for this ceasefire summit conference conducted by the national organization that I've formed called the Patriots International Alliance, and we hope to have that conference in August. We think there'll be a crescendo by then. We think Putin will get his way. He'll keep the four eastern provinces. Zelensky will be gone, and they may even balkanize Ukraine, but we're hopeful we can come to it.
So we'll finish up on the other side of the break, and I also want to talk about that little country that nobody's talking about, Iran. Be back in a minute.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back, Joe Basile, with help if I put the mic on. We are back, Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Look, I know there's like 3,000 other shows on right now you could be watching or listening to. You chose this one. I'd like to believe it shows me what a high IQ you have, but I very much appreciate the time you spend with me because, you know, time is precious, right? I mean, there's other things you could be doing, and you're tuned in here. And I truly very much appreciate it. I also love what I have this guy on with me. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. We get the true and honest scoop as to what's going on around the world because, man, I don't know about you guys. I do this for a living. And when I try to knuckle down and find out what's going on, try to get the real story, it is next to impossible. So thank you, General.
Well, my pleasure. I loved your zombie. I saw two zombies, Biden and Fetterman, just in the last couple of days. Are you kidding me? And Kamala Harris, she's a zombie. They're keeping her completely off the tube now.
I would love to. Wouldn't you love to see a supposed forum with Fetterman, Joey B., and Harris. Well, I'd even throw Pelosi in there for, you know, good humor.
Yeah,
you couldn't pay for that kind of entertainment.
No, you couldn't beat it. Well, they're so smart. They're so smart on top of things, you know, just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I truly live in a communist state where they're more and more and more, they're trying to pass laws right now that would take more power away from the school boards and bring it back up to Sacramento. So we virtually couldn't do much of anything but rubber stamp what they tell us to do. Ridiculous.
Well, it's sad. I talked to a colonel that worked for me. He lives in San Francisco now, out in the Richmond District. And he said, you know, downtown San Francisco is a completely dead.
Oh, yeah.
That beautiful city. It's like zombie land down in downtown San Francisco.
And
what a shame.
And, General, two major hotel corporations are, sorry, not corporations, but two hotel chains down there are handing the hotels back to the mortgage companies, back to the banks. They can't put anybody in there. San Francisco County, their board of supervisors is now doing a vacancy tax they're working on. So if you can't rent your place out and it's empty, they want the tax money they should have got from it. Think about that.
It's terrible. And it's zombie land down there with all of the street people, druggies, addicts, and all that. And if these dumb people who are supposedly in charge can't come up with solutions, it's unbelievable. I can tell you, I could take a bunch of retired generals that I know and colonels. We could go in there. We'd straighten San Francisco out in 30 days.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I always joke and say, listen, you want San Francisco to straighten out? Let the mafia run it for 90 days. Okay?
There you go.
give them a piece of the action. They'll be fine. You won't have that kind of crime.
Yeah.
You know?
What happened to the San Francisco mafia? Where are they? Where are the business leaders that are controlling the money in San Francisco? They're sitting on their ass. A lot of course, have moved out. But, you know, where are these corporate leaders in charge of all these multifaceted corporations that have so much money and they seem to have no impact?
Yeah, well, the state senator from my area, I don't know if you saw him, he made national news last week because of a bill that they were pushing through. And he said, look, I've been here for 11 years, and this is how it starts with these guys. They say they're protecting the kids. They're not protecting the kids in any way, shape, manner, or form. And he said, if I was you right now, I've been here for 11 years. I know where this is going. Get your kids out of California. Move as fast as you can. And it was just amazing to hear that and watch that happen. So even some of these people are stepping up right now. And again, they don't care. It's really what it boils down to. Those legislators in Sacramento don't care. They're going to do what they want to do. It's just amazing.
They don't care.
No.
Yeah, it's awful.
All right.
So people wake up, stand up, say no, challenge all of these people, get them out of office. Don't try to just stay in your homes and think things are going to work out. Get involved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actively involved. All right. Two quick things for you, Iran. We're not hearing much about Iran, and whenever I don't hear much about Iran, I get nervous. Should I be?
Well, I've heard quite a bit in the last 2 weeks, actually. The new alignment between Saudi Arabia and Iran, that's very strong. Iran has sided with the new BRICS and the new Eastern Alliance, the new global chessboard that's changed. Iran has been very active in pursuing a lot of overseas type of activity. They have a lot of military build up, I should say. Innovations in their aircraft, their sea. So Iran is very, very active in the Middle East right now. And, of course, Israel is aware of that. They're watching them very carefully.
That was my next question with you. How is Israel looking at handling all of this? Because, you know, you and I both know that Iran is probably the biggest threat to them there is. But
well,
next to America.
Of course, they have a big... they're having problems with the Arabs in the West Bank and in Gaza right now. So they've been having a lot of hostilities there in the last 2 weeks. So, but Netanyahu keeps fighting the very liberal, progressive people in his country. Their court system in Israel is absolutely corrupt, just like ours. So Netanyahu is fighting that. But We'll see what happens. There's so many things going on, Joe, around the world, and you can bet China's going to take advantage of all of it.
Yeah, but how much can they financially? How much can they take from an economic standpoint?
A lot.
Really?
They're so valorative in Africa. Their investments in Pakistan. They're doing very, very well. They have some internal problems. There's no doubt about it. But they are moving closer and closer to being the dominant country in the world.
Yeah, and that's sad. That is so sad. I played a clip earlier that started with Joe Biden way back when he was running for office talking about how weak China was and that they were our friends and they were no threat and all this other stuff all the way through up until recently. And
they're not weak.
No, I agree with you there. There's no way they can get done what they're getting done. The other thing that scares me about China in general is that they handle over 85% of our pharmaceuticals and the important ones, not just the frivolous ones. I mean, they're talking penicillin and a lot of other drugs that we need in this country. And still, we don't have a plan B to come back and start making them here.
No, Trump had a plan, and he set it straight. He aligned things very well with China, and of course, that's all been destroyed under Biden.
Really, really sad. Okay, one more time before you go, let people know about your organization and what they can do to help you.
It's Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. The website is standupamericaus.org. Get our newsletter; it comes out every week. You can sign up for that on the website. Also, donate. We're dependent completely on donations. We've been around since 2006, and we're doing a lot of great things, Americans. So get out there, help us, support us. We need it.
Hey, before you hang up, somebody just asked me a quick question. Was there are a lot of organizations out there that are asking for donations to help injured veterans, injured soldiers. Which one?
Well, we do. We do support that. We support the veterans organizations throughout the country, locally.
Okay.
And the money goes into our foundation. We write a check back out to them.
Cool. All right. I will put it up there. I'll make sure people know about it. Like, as always, my friend, thanks for coming on. I appreciate your time, and keep up the good work. God bless.
Okay. My pleasure, Joe. God bless to you. We'll be back again together.
Thank you. We will. All right, General. Take it easy.
Yep, bye.
Yep. All right, Joe Mancini, your host. Look, I appreciate his time because he really does have connections in these other countries. He really does have connections in these areas where we can get more and more information and real information. You know, some of you, again, I'm not making fun of it. I guess I am, but I'm not really making fun. I mean, you see these trains with the military trucks on there, and if you really pay attention, pay really, really, really close attention, we saw these pictures during the Obama administration. Don't you remember? And so you don't have, I guess what I'm saying is, don't jump to conclusions. Slow down, take a look, get informed, and simply make sure that you got it right before you start going, oh my God, look, they're coming to a city near you. And as I said, when I grew up as a kid, matter of fact, Tammy knows better than I, but When I was a little older, and we used to drive to Florida, we would see those same military vehicles up and down the coast on the train tracks. Well, on a train, obviously. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Joe Mancini Show. Don't go far. Another hour coming up. It's just me, and I got a lot to talk about. Be back in a few minutes.
Ooh, 91.